Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone, to this evening's live stream. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. Welcome, all of you here this evening. It's good to see you here. Together in one accord to worship God. Today was a wonderful day for the Lord, for us. We have rejoiced and we have enjoyed the presence of God all day long, and we will continue. Amen. Throughout the night, even so. Yes. Praise God. It just doesn't stop here. It's a continual thing that we are in the presence of God. We hear so many preachers say often how they say things like, well, you have to get used to it down here and get started down here so that when you get to heaven, it's not going to be something strange. Well, I tend to side with that. We get our practice on right here, and we get acquainted with worshiping God so that way it's a smooth, easy transition for when we make it to heaven. Praise the Lord. So, I'll go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Let's go ahead and pray. We bless your holy name, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we worship you. Lord, you are wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for being here with us. Thank you so much, Lord, for being with us, Lord, throughout this day and for this beautiful day, Lord, you have created. And thank you so much, Lord, for your presence and your love. Lord, be glorified this evening. Be magnified, Lord. May your people see you. May they hear you. Instead of me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, let's just go ahead and say that this could be a continuation to something that I started talking about, maybe a couple of weeks ago. I don't think it's been more than 3 weeks. I think it's been about a couple of weeks. I was talking about rekindling the fire that's inside of us. The need, the importance to rekindle the fire. Why is it important for a Christian individual to be mindful of this? And I'm going to continue. I had left off at a certain part of my message, and I've added a couple things to it since. And I got the okay to speak about it this evening. Praise the Lord. But instead of this being a part two of rekindling the fire, I want to mainly focus on something different, slightly different, and that is why the need to rekindle the fire. I know it's a long title, but ultimately, why? Well, one thing is for sure, without a question of a doubt, we desperately need it. That's number one. That's the number one reason. We need it for ourselves. Our past performance will not count in judgment if we quit right now. If we quit right now and said, okay, all right, I've been a Christian all of my life and I've done all these things and I've preach the gospel everywhere, and I've won this many souls, and I have given this amount of money to the church, and that's it. I'm just going to retire, and I'm going to ride off in the sunset up until the Lord calls me. Well, it doesn't exactly work that way. It doesn't. I want to bring to your attention right now 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or whether it is bad, whether good or bad. So one can't just give up all of the sudden and say, okay, I think I've done enough. I can stop right here. I could retire right here. Right now, There are some ministers, there are some preachers per se, because potentially you might be thinking, well, Pastor, there's, you know, men of God right now still living that have retired from the ministry and they're known worldwide and all of that. Yes, and that's true. But they still have a very deep impact in their community, in other pastors' life. They coach, they teach, they mentor. I spoke with Pastor Thurman Scrivener. It was two, three weeks ago on a Wednesday. And I spoke to Pastor Thurman and his wife, Cheryl. And as potentially some of you might know, he's not traveling as much as how he used to once upon a time. He's slowed down a little bit. You know, he's getting up there in age. But he's very much involved in his local church. He does live streaming. Other people now are sharing, they're teaching, they're praying, they're for the sick. The Lord is still moving, and then he still shares potentially once a week. He still has that presence. He hasn't given up. And as long as he's still alive, he's still going to keep going. He mentioned that. So one never truly just hangs up and say, okay, that's it. You know, that's enough for me. No. The Lord still continued to use them. And there is a need to rekindle that fire constantly. The fire is needed to endure the race that's before us. If our fire goes out easily, right? If our zeal, our want, quickly is diminished for no reason, tell me, how will it endure trials, temptations, tribulations? How is it going to withstand when we are tested? If we are so easily to throw in the towel, if we're so easily defeated, if every little thing that comes our way, all of a sudden we don't know what to do and we get desperate. This is one of the reasons why it is important for us to continue to rekindle the fire that's inside of us. When we must run the race with endurance, we won't endure if we don't have the drive, if we don't have the motivation. And this is what I want to refer to right now. The Church of God need to be energized. The church of the Lord needs to be on fire for God. This is something that is extremely important. This church and every single church need to always seek God's face in finding ways to come closer to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, think about your particular situation now. Think about yourself at this particular moment. Would you consider yourself a giver or a taker? And you know that ideally, we should be both. Ideally, we're to accept the Word of God, feed off the Word of God, nourish our inner man, and in the same time, share what the Lord has done for you. Be a testimony in somebody else's life. Share what God has done for you. Ideally, we should be both, but many are only takers. Many just want to receive the word and receive the blessing and come and be blessed, and then they go home. And then that's it. And you know, that makes others work simply harder as givers, as people sharing the gospel, in doing God's work. We need to be an influence of salvation to everyone that's around us, to our co-workers, to our family members, to everyone who knows us. And you know, children need good examples also. People who quit, quitters, are not respected. in any aspect of life. Quitters cannot lead people to heaven. And the children, your children, or anyone who potentially might look up to you, will definitely imitate you one day. And you don't want to leave that impression of someone who just quit on the Lord. Children, they don't just naturally drift towards heaven. They're not natural angels, per se. Potentially, you might think your child is an angel. Well, I'm just going to leave it right there. I won't go any further. But nonetheless, the pressure is constantly on children to blend in with the world. The pressure is constant. And this is something that we must be very mindful. They want to dress like the world. They want to paint their hair in a untraditional color, I'll just say. Dye their hair. Paint their hair, dye. It looks. I see some of them. The lady at Best Buy earlier this week had her hair green in the front and purple in the back. She had the little mohawk thing going on. You know. But nonetheless, people want to be hip. They want to be unique. And they've seen someone that had an influence on them. And they want to be like everybody else. And they want to blend in. And this is where we cannot quit on them. Why? Because the enemy never quits. The enemy never has a day off. At all. It is the Christian family unity that comes to inspire them to reach towards heaven. As the example of parents show. 2 Timothy 1, I would like to bring to your attention now verses 5 and 6. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you. And then this is the interesting part here. Which dwell first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded is in you also. That's pretty cool. Verse 6 says, therefore I remind you to store up the gifts of God which is in you through the laid on of my hands. Isn't that cool? Here's a grandmother who is spirit-filled. This grandmother interceded and prayed and brought her daughter up in the ways of the Lord. And then she was another spirit-filled woman. And you see now, going down the chain, the results of good parenting, right there. Amen. The question now remains, do you teach your children the ways of God? The people that look up to you, the people who you have an influence on, are you a positive influence in their lives? And in order for you to do so, you must be on fire for God. You cannot quit. So then you might be asking, how do we rekindle this fire, preacher? How to? How do you do it? Well, for one, fuel the fire, first and foremost. Fuel it constantly. And the source of that fuel is this, the Word of God. I spoke about it to extent this morning, the importance of spending time in the Word of God. We must study. We must. And when was the last time you studied your Bible on your own? And I say on your own because, you know, you potentially might be participating in this live stream and you're taking part of this Bible study right now. And those of you who come here and worship and praise God and fellowship with us in the presence of the Lord. But I'm not referring to the times when you are in a church setting or participating on a live stream. I'm speaking about just you and God. Your own time. You know, this is a signal of how much you love listening to God, if in case you said, I spend time every single day reading my Bible. Pastor, sometimes I could only spend 10, 15 minutes in my day-to-day because I work two jobs and I have a family to take care of and I have three meals to cook and I got to take care of my spouse or whatever the case might be. But I try to read my Bible just before I go to sleep or when I wake up, whatever the case might be. Okay, that's perfectly fine. That tells me that you love to listen to the voice of God. That's all. Because the Lord speaks to every single one of us through His Word. I'm no exempt. If the Lord speaks to me through His Word, why He wouldn't do the same for you? It isn't because I'm special. It's because I'm extra special. No, not kidding. Not at all. Not at all. We are all special in the sight of God. Every single one of us. Look what Corinth did when they heard the word of God. I don't have this on the scripture list. Brother, can you please put up 2 Corinthians chapter 7? And we're going to cover verses 11 and 12, please. The Bible says they wrote. They wrote in this particular occasion. There we go. 2 Corinthians 7, 11, and 12. Can you put 12 up there also? It's okay if the words come a little small. Won't let you? Okay. Well, let's read it. Here we go. For observe this very thing, that you sowed in a godly manner. All right, where am I? Okay, right here. What diligence is produced in you? What clearing of yourself? What indignation? What fear? What vehement desire? What zeal? What vindication? In all things, you proved yourself to be clear in this matter. Therefore, although I wrote to you, I did not do it for the sake of him who had done the wrong, nor for the sake of him who had suffered wrong, but for that our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you. Praise God. Right here, the Bible says, wrote. Meditation. They paid attention to it. Something also of similar regard comes in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8. Finally, brethren, whatever thing are true, whatever thing are noble, just, pure, whatever thing is lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. If in case you're wondering right now, how was it that I rekindled the fire? How was it that I could come closer to God? Well, there it is. Meditate on the Word of God. In addition to meditation, prayer also will do that. Pray to endure the temptations of life. Pray for the Lord to give you wisdom. Pray so the Lord can help you deal with certain individuals. Can I please have 1 Peter 5, 6? Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. I don't want this verse to get over your head right now. Okay? I really don't. We're talking right now about strengthening your inner man, rekindling the fire. If potentially you are looking for strength, strength for XYZ reasons, here is clear instructions on how to do that. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. There it is. That's all you need to do. Lord, I need strength to get through the day. I need strength, Lord, to get through an entire week without having the urge to have a cigarette, to have a drink, to do whatever it is that is tying you down. All it takes is for you to humble yourself before God. And the Lord promises that He will exalt you in due time. And when was the last time you went off and prayed to God just by yourself? When's the last time you had a date night with God? This shows your spiritual side of things. When you set time aside for just you and the Lord. I'm not talking about praying while you're cooking a dinner, cooking a meal, or cleaning the house, or praying as you're walking down the street. I'm talking about burning kneecaps, spending time with God. This is my time. I'm going to lock the door. I'm going to be secluded. I'm going to maybe put on some worship music. And it's just me and the Lord. And I'm going to seek His face. Amen. When's the last time you did that? Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about how to rekindle the fire. And I will say this from firsthand experience. Involvement with God's people will do that. It will. And here is the importance of congregating. Here is the importance in being in the house of God. There are so many benefits that come when you come, take time out of your day to worship, to praise Him. You know, sometimes wonders happen when I simply go to have lunch with a man of God. Just a simple lunch. You sit down with him, maybe his wife, or even a group of men who are God-fearing men. And sometimes over the dinner table, sparks is just flying. Pew, 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 pew. You know, the people are all around us, they become quiet. They want to listen into the conversation that you're having. I'm pretty sure that some of us have already experienced this. Amen. You know, you're having lunch with a man or a woman of God, and the place is rowdy, and all of a sudden the place just quieted down. And it's like a peaceful atmosphere because they want to tune in on what you're saying. Amen. This happens actually quite frequently. You know, to God be the glory. But nonetheless, involvement with God's people will rekindle that fire. Oh, yes, it will. I had breakfast with a Spirit-filled pastor here this past week, a man who moves in miracles and signs and wonders. And just us exchanging stories, just for this year alone, only in 2020, was absolutely amazing. And it strengthened me. It strengthened everybody on the table there. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Being around brothers and sisters in Christ will rejuvenate you. Hallelujah. True men and women of God. It will help you rekindle that fire. You know, one must walk with the wise in order to be wise. Amen. If you spend time with people that are unwise, well, yeah. You know where I'm going with this. You know, look at all the heroes of faith. In the Bible, look at them and what they did. Look at our own members here in church. Sometimes I purposely come out, like before service, say, a Sunday morning or something like that, and I'll sit in the back, and the service has started, and I just sit there listening to some of the testimonies that are being said. And that brings so much joy to my heart. When I hear what the Lord is doing. in this person's life, in that person's life, and how the Lord came strong in this situation, in that situation. It totally lifts me up. Just here in the church house. Now, how do you feel when you miss 1 or 2 weeks without being amongst the brethren? It's miserable. I don't like it. I sense something missing when I go a period of time without fellowshipping with my congregation, you know. Now, do you feel as though you become weaker? Do you feel as though your faith is diminishing? Do you feel as though there's something missing? The more we meet together, the stronger we get. The more we are around each other, praising Him, worshiping Him, the stronger you will be. And the Bible says, for all of us to return to our first love. Return. It says repent and do the first works. As is mentioned in Revelation chapter 2 verses 5. Remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works. Or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstands from its place unless you repent. Repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of one's life. Look at the cross again and return to your first love. Renew the appreciation that you have for what the Lord has done for you. Think about the times that the Lord has come through in a mighty way. Think about where you are now in comparison to where you once were. All these things make me see and appreciate my God every single day. The cornflake commercial says this: try it again for the first time. And if you think about that, is what I'm trying to say right now. Try it again for the first time. If you're trying and you're saying it again, that means you've tried it before, right? For the first time. And you love the bowl of cornflakes for the very first time. I remember the very first time I had a bowl of American cornflakes. And it was warm. It wasn't a bowl of warm milk. And they put the cornflakes in there. I think they mixed it with Cheerios. They did the little mixing thing going on. It was down in Florida at the guest house with some raisins. I remember my first bowl of cornflakes with warm milk. I don't drink my cereal with warm milk anymore. I've outgrown that. I heard a couple of amens here. Oh. In Brazil, we don't drink cold milk. We drink warm milk. But anyways, that's another thing. Anyways, think about these things. Think about when you fell in love with God for the very first time. How special was it? How wonderful was it? Potentially, your first experience with God was one filled with tears, filled with love and compassion. Think about these things. This will rekindle your fire. Examine yourself daily is another way, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians 13:5. And the Word of God says, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. There we go. Examine yourself on a daily basis. Learn to catch yourself before you enter in that dying stage, in that stage where there's no return. Don't wait until you are so far out and then hard to come back. Examine yourself on a daily basis. Measure the fire. Press for the mark. Keep the fire burning. Burning for the Lord. In Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14, it says, "One thing I do." Can I please have? I'm ready for that. What is that one thing I do? "Brethren, do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. This is the one thing that I do. This is the one thing that I recommend you to do if you want to keep the fire burning. One thing that we all need to do. And in conclusion, may we all keep the fire of faith going. The hope and love burning inside of us. The more we learn of and know of our Lord Jesus, the closer we will become to Him. We love our Lord, don't we? We say it all the time, "Lord, we love You. We worship You." 1 John 4:19 says, "We love Him because He loved us first." Doesn't it? The Lord our God, He has loved us when we didn't deserve it. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." This is our God. This is what He has done for you. Our Lord Jesus did that for you and me. He did it for us. And now the question begs, what have we done for Him? What have we done for our God? Have you spent time speaking to Him today? Have you spent time hearing from the Lord through His Word? Think about it. May we all rekindle the fire and return to our very first love. And brethren, think on these things and think on it carefully. It's very important for us to keep the fire going. May it never, never diminish. Amen, church? Amen. Praise God. Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, as we always say, Lord, we love You. We love You so much, Lord. And we worship You. Lord, we hunger, Lord, for You. We thirst, Lord, for You. And Lord, may we spend time, may we be disciplined to set time aside to search You, to seek You all the time, Lord. Not just once a week or twice a week, but every single day. We want, Lord, to walk with You as Moses, Lord, walked with You, as Noah, Lord, walked with You, as Enoch, Lord, walked with You, Abraham, all these great men who we read about, Lord, who You war with. We want to be, Lord, like them. We want to be, Lord, like You. Lord, I pray that we may always, Lord, continue to fuel this fire, to want You more and more, Lord. And Lord, just as much as we receive from You, may we also, Lord, dispense. May we also, Lord, give what You have blessed us with. We bless, Lord, Your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.